Noting over her shoulder the group gathering on Pemberley's steps, Darcy lowered his head to kiss her lips. The movement distracted Elizabeth long enough for the carriage to roll to a halt and for Darcy to scramble from the coach before she had time to realise who was among the throng awaiting her. However, the number and the group's makeup surprised even him. He reached up to catch her waist when Elizabeth appeared in the open carriage doorway. "We are home, my dear," he said with a soft laugh. Who waited for her still had not registered with his wife, but he knew the instant that she raised her head to see her family. "Fitz, oh my!" she gasped with glee. "Oh, Fitzwilliam," she repeated as he sat her on the ground and she broke away from him and ran into her father's open arms. "You're here at last," she sobbed as she cupped her father's face. "I cannot believe it. You're the most magnificent sight I've ever seen. But how?" She looked around frantically for the others. "It was Mr. Darcy's idea," Mr. Bennet rasped through a tear-choked throat. Elizabeth glanced over her shoulder at a beaming Darcy. "You'll pay for keeping secrets, sir," she warned good-naturedly, but she immediately returned to the comforting face of her father. "Where is Mama?"
"As we speak, Mrs. Bennet is dressing for the day. She'll greet you as quickly as her maid can apply her laces."
Elizabeth just half acknowledged what he said. Instead, she was reaching for Mary. Never had she hugged her sister so violently. "I've missed you so," she said as she grabbed Mary's hand, only to have Mary pull her close again. "And are you, Lizzie?" Mary's unexpected display of emotion sent Elizabeth's happy tears flowing again. "Mr. Grange, I am pleased that you accompanied Mary to Pemberley. Later I'll bombard you with news of my aunt and Uncle Phillips," she said as she extended her hand to the young man she barely knew. Mr. Grange bowed stiffly over it. "It's my honour, Mrs. Darcy, to be welcomed into your home."